Ready? Can, yeah. we, can I ask for that?
I don't remember asking.
We're falling very slowly, though.
It's more of a wafting.
Kind
We're
of like
wafting.
When a feather falls through the air.
When there's definitely a back and forth kind of motion, right. and up
or like,
and down.
Well, yeah, like a piece of paper falling from, you know.
See, desk something's really messed up here.
Hmm. Perhaps we're in a completely different, you know, realm of time and physics. And the rules of physics and time that we are used to just don't apply to us anymore for some reason.
Yeah, I think you're right. The black box just blew up. That's supposed to definitely not happen.
Yeah, they're
that
freaking
was gold,
indestructible.
Too. We could have saved that stuff.
Yeah,
put it
had
a
sand
ass.
Seriously. Okay, now the rocking feather motion. And the black box is destroyed. And, well, I suppose if we keep falling at this rate, you know,
fine.
It won't be so bad.
We can just jump at the last second.
Why don't I pull the blinds from the windows and we can look out them?
That sounds good.
Okay. It's kind of purplish.
Yeah,
purple
is
and reddish.
Sky supposed to have black roiling clouds.
I don't know what's going on out there. Fiery comets. That is definitely an angel of death. That is dead, guys. Can somebody back me up on that? That really looks like an angel of death to me.
My echolocation is telling me that seems.
How'd you shut it off?
I know, but it's still going at least a little bit. You know.
That's really neat.
Yeah. Wow. Angel of death. See.
Bing, bing. It's got a distinct ping.
It does.
You're pinging the angel of death.
I haven't heard
it. That's nice. Is he at 50,000 feet? Drop a depth charge.
Yeah, oh yeah. He's out there.
Okay, this is really bizarre, guys.
I just guess I should take this last couple moments to tell you guys that I've had a lot of fun doing the show and you know, living my life. And, you know.
Yes, I believe the apocalypse may be here.
So, you know, I just wanted to clear that up. Maybe we should take this last couple moments to, you know, tell the world everything that we've been keeping inside of ourselves, you know? I mean, just so we can kind of unload ourselves before we crash and plummet to our death, because, you know, dying with all that stuff still buried away can't really be good for Judgment Day or...
Okay.
So, Mark, that one time in 74 when we were in Tucson...
The convention?
Yeah. That was me.
Really?
That was me. I don't know what came over me, but I really just want to see what the ferret would do when I let it loose.
Well, as death stares me in the face, I guess I can forgive you.
I know I blamed it on the roving popcorn guy, but...
Yeah, I don't know if the roving popcorn guy can ever forgive
you. And I know
you.
I just stood idly by while you stabbed the roving popcorn guy with your fountain pen, but...
And I don't know if the fountain pen's ever going to forgive you, but I forgive you.
Sweet.
That's good.
I feel better already.
Mark, anything you feel the need to unload, unburden?
Okay, well, Erica, remember back in 85, the quote-unquote dream date?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was actually a chimpanzee with a wig on, and she actually had a camera in her purse. We kind of broadcast that the one weekend that you took off later that year.
Yeah, it got great success. It was received really well.
Well, guys, I really need to say thanks because what I wanted to tell you guys is that I have a full blown ape fetish. I've been keeping it hidden for years.
Explain all just the lewd ape jokes.
And I really liked her, and I didn't know why. I thought I was over it, but it turns out that no, all my expensive therapy was for naught, because I really like it doing it with a chimp.
Well, sweet.
Okay.
So
I forgive you.
I'm feeling
Matt,
good about
I just want
that.
You to know, back in 74.
That was a tempestuous year.
At the convention.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
That was me. I wanted to see what happened when I let the ferret loose, and you know, I know that you thought it was the popcorn salesman, but and I stood idly by while you stabbed him with your fountain pen. But you know, I wanted to. Oh wait a minute,
that was me.
That was you. That was. Oh. Matt, I really want to apologize. That dream date, 85.
That was
that's Mark.
Oh, over here. Yeah.
Okay, I got one. I got one that I did. Oh, that was silly. I sometimes, you know, that Girl Scout that was in the box. Remember in the back of the studio?
Yeah, of course. How could I forget the Girl Scout?
That was me. I mean, I wasn't the Girl Scout. I put the Girl Scout in the box.
Well, I mean, it was a little early for Christmas, but I mean, who doesn't want a gift, you know?
And a Girl Scout's the gift that keeps on giving. She gets those cookies.
So, I mean,
like a fire?
I wasn't mad at you.
I mean, you know, she was dead.
I mean, I had those legal troubles.
But it was a small box, and you got it, you know, and she wouldn't.
I mean, the legal troubles were
fighting,
annoying,
and I had to push her, and she wouldn't stop screaming, and I wanted to stop the screaming, and then I hit her too hard.
Girl Scouts are fussy that way.
They're fussy. They fuss.
Yeah, they're trained to fight back.
They're mussy and fussy, and they don't. Sorry, guys.
It's no big thing, man.
I'm gonna kill a Girl Scout.
It's all good.
I was thinking of you, though.
It worked out well. I mean, Lawrence had to go on vacation for a couple weeks, so we had that. We had her fill in.
Rotting corpse of Sheila the Girl Scout.
Guys, I was back here looking for some peanuts.
Yeah.
In order to kind of ease the, you know, transition into apocalypse.
Yeah.
And there aren't any peanuts. There's bags of locusts. And they're really not as good. They're not salted.
He's been eating the locusts.
Well,
what is he doing?
I guess there's protein.
What are you doing eating locusts?
I didn't say I was eating them.
Well, how do you know they're not as good as peanuts?
Well, because they're not salted.
Well, how would you know they're not salted if you haven't eaten one?
The ingredient list.
Oh.
Contains locusts.
No salt.
No salt. Low salt locusts. Low sodium. Okay, well, that's interesting. Anything else back there? Like a bag of frogs?
I'm looking around.
Rivers of blood, maybe?
Yes.
Matchlight brimstone?
There is actually a river of blood.
Oh, sweet.
Cool.
I guess.
In the plane?
Yeah.
Okay, this is bizarre.
Back here in coach.
Hey, check out what the...
What airline did you book this flight on, Troop?
This is Value Jet.
Value chat.
What's the demon doing? Oh, he's playing solitaire. It's like he's waiting or something.
Guys, this is a really low-rent river of blood. It keeps hiccuping and stuff.
No, put the nine of... Idiot, you put the nine of diamonds on the ten of clubs. Idiot!
You just called it Azaziel. Baron of the Ninth Ring of Hell, an idiot.
Guys, I don't know what you did, but there's some demon out here who wants in.
There's another demon.
No. Well, I don't know.
What did... Well, open the door. What else can go wrong today? Hey, buddy.
Sorry. Hot chocolate. It's ready.
The hot chocolate's ready?
Yes.
Where is the hot chocolate?
I guess I'm a little chilly ever since we, you know, depressurized the whole cabin.
It's in first class.
All right. Cool. Well, do you want to just wait here, or do you want to go back outside?
Do you have marshmallows?
No, actually, we don't have marshmallows. Could you go to the store and get us some marshmallows?
No. That which has a barcode on it has been consumed by Satan.
I could fashion some marshmallows out of the stuffing from the seat here.
I could explain the terrain of logic, but it's very complex.
All right, let me whittle some marshmallows for you.
All right.
Here you go.
Wow, that was quick.
Stay puffed. Right.
You're like MacGyver.
Well, you know.
We're busy eating Australia right now. And the troops are thirsty.
There's a river of blood in back.
Oh. Cool. I'll bottle that and take that out to the other demons.
Alright, yeah, you could. That'd be great.
Thank you.
No problem. Okay, now we're a floating convenience store for demons.
It's pretty cordial.
He was nice.
Guys, did you tell him he could take the locusts?
Yeah.
They may not be salted, but we could get desperate at some point.
We'll eat you first.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
Mark, come back up here.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey.
All right, we need to piece together what exactly is happening. We got on a plane. Everything was all right. Troop booked us on Value Jet. Questionable call.
It was cost efficient.
But we saved by not having a pilot.
Well, which was nice. But now there's a demon on one wing playing solitaire, and he says something about eating Australia.
I'm so pleased with myself for pinning those flight wings on the rotting corpse of Lawrence Welk and passing him off as a pilot.
He looks cute.
Yeah, I thought so.
Well, he looks like authoritarian, you know.
Sure.
We probably shouldn't have let him do the actual flying, though.
Mm, no, and then he bailed. He took the only parachute and took off. What a bastard.
When we weren't looking.
Just right out the window.
Well, we're parked again, though. We're parked about 5,000 feet above the ground.
Really, we are moving again.
Again? Oh, jeez.
This is creepy, guys. This whole falling and starting and stopping and starting and stopping. I'm not digging it too much. I think we might want to stop starting and stopping and starting and stopping. Or maybe start stopping to start and stop.
I agree.
Where?
Sorry, I had to go.
Get out of the John.
I had to go take a leak. But I agree wholeheartedly, and you know we're about 5,000 feet above the air from my best estimation, which I have an accurate perception of the ground with my echolocation, because I just measure how long it takes me for the.
All right, look, now it's starting to get annoying. Look, I got my echolocation.
It just might save.
And I look really good in my Z Cavaricis. It's like I'm in the '80s again. Look at my Z Cavaricis.
Oh,
Mark. Any idea what we did to start the apocalypse? I'm thinking it may have been take a value jet
Mr.
flight. But
padded feet taking the high road.
Just because I'm, you know, adapted to a different climate.
I'm saying if we all bundle together and tape ourselves together with this duct tape, we can jump out the jet.
And plummet to our deaths?
Well, I figure if we're all surrounded, we'll tape ourselves facing inward so that our asses are facing out and might work as some kind of cushion / have some bouncing effect.
I really don't see an apocalypse button on this control board, so I don't think that was it.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute.
What?
Did either of you guys go in the drink cart during the flight? Did either of you go in the drink cart?
No.
Mark?
I bumped into it.
Mark.
I had a close encounter with
Mark,
it. Of the third kind.
Did you partook of the drink cart?
I had some orange juice.
That's it. See, we've disturbed the natural order of things, broke the seventh seal. Someone got service on a value jet flight.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks. By helping yourself to orange juice, you therefore broke one of the fundamental laws proving God fallible. Someone got service on a value jet flight. Granted, they did it themselves, but usually...
The fact that they had access to the facilities at all is atrocious. Good job, Beefsteak.
Well, you know what? Then I'm blaming you because you killed the crew. I just want to see what happens when you throw a stewardess out at 30,000 feet.
Well, weren't you curious?
No, and I said, and it's a steward. This was a guy. He seemed, I actually, you know, more miffed that you called him a stewardess than that you actually threw him out of the plane. So great, you killed everybody, you drank the orange juice. You two brought down the thunder. Quite literally, you brought down the thunder.
Really, really good at just shoving the blame around.
Yes, you
as
are.
As though we're a bocce ball.
Well,
pushing it this way, pushing it that way. You know what, mister?
Oh, and so I guess it's my fault for signing the pact with Satan before we left. You're going to blame it on that.
I'm going to show what a high guy I am, and I'm not going to hold that against you.
Did he just say he's high?
Yeah.
No wonder he isn't panicking.
No, I want some orange juice.
Well, the question is, how do we...
Peanuts.
How do we reverse it?
All right. We proved God fallible by getting service on a value jet flight.
Maybe
so we need to. You need to get really sick from the orange juice.
Yeah, kind of to prove that God is infallible.
Okay.
And I'll somehow reincarnate all the stewards.
All right, that's a good idea.
And you have to find a clause that invalidates your contract with Satan.
All right. Let's synchronize our watches. 15 minutes, boys. Go.
Hey, how to reincarnate 3 rotting corpses?
How to get sick from orange juice I already drank.
Reincarnate 3 rotting corpses.
Okay, the party of the first part, furthermore referred to as our Dark Lord Satan.
Let's see. What else?
Okay, maybe if I sprinkle some crushed peanuts on their face and plunge my fist into their gaping wounds, give them a good jostle, then say an incarnation.
What's in the cargo bay? Giant oranges. No, not giant oranges. Alligators? What the?
And if it's a Tuesday. God, this stuff reads like stereo instructions. And then the party of the fourth part, here by referred to as my ass.
Maybe if I just pose them in realistic positions, you know, and slash them up in the seats here, it'll look like they're coming back to life and God at least be fooled. Or maybe if I just talk to them kind of kindly and explain the situation about how we need them to come back to life in order to prove God's flawlessness again, they'll be very reasonable because I've never had any problems with corpses in the past.
Okay, I gotta take the alligator, I've gotta smush it into the giant orange, and then I've gotta eat the giant orange somehow. I don't really know how that's gonna work, but let's go for it.
Okay, and so therefore, by snorting a line of coke off my own ass. Oh! That was wrong in so many ways. Oh! I think I may have... Yes, I definitely think I broke that contract in my ass.
Okay, the alligator is...
Okay, so by just, like, slapping him around, calling him Susie, and getting him real riled up, they get pissed off enough to just jump back to life and come back to life and beat me up and therefore be alive again, proving that God is not infallible. Is not fallible. Yes. Ah. Ah. Don't punch me, you stupid dead person. Come back to life. Ah.
Okay, the alligator defeated me with its astounding powers of logic, observation, and perception, and its all-around sassiness. And stuffed me in the orange instead. And boy, gee, all this orange, it sure makes me a little nauseous. And I got crappy service from the orange.
Oh, 15 second march.
And
on,
the orange wasn't
it.
Good.
Oh, yes.
Guys,
quick, look at the windows.
This guy's clearing up.
We're flying again. Straight and not down.
Can I get you some peanuts, sir?
Are they salted?
Yes, they are.
Make it a double.
Hi, I'm a spectral Tracy Gold. I'd like to follow this skit by the What Channels Like crew by saying that throwing up isn't good. Throwing up after your meals is entirely bad. You should keep your food down. It destroyed my promising career as a star on the sitcom Growing Pains, and it knocked me off the Alan Thicke train. Keep that food down, kids. Vomiting is not cool, no matter what the Whatcha Yella's Like crew may tell you.
Vomiting's not cool. Stay in school.